Oh my goodness, he's here. Robert Hawkins is in the building.
Hello, Auntie Randy Miles.
How you doing?
I am so great. I'm so great. Thanks.
I'm so glad to see you. I know that we haven't seen each other in a few years, mostly because of the pandemic.
Absolutely.
And all the crazy stuff that's happened here in the studio, not being able to have guests and all that kind of thing. How did you weather that storm?
Ooh, I was, yeah. You know, people say there was a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
I was so in the dark. I said, I don't even know where the tunnel is, let alone seeing the light at the end. Yeah. I mean, I dealt with depression.
Yeah.
It was so dark for me. Of course, we have no gigs, none of that.
Yeah.
And financially and just mentally and spiritually, it was just like draining. So through the grace of God, you know, I've had my lows, but through the grace of God, as usual, he always come through. And I was able to, you know, get some therapy.
Good.
Some great support from friends and family and professional help.
Yes, yes.
And here I am still standing today.
Amen. And there's nothing wrong with that. I really have a hard time when people of color think that, you know, you don't reach out for help.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's God and therapy.
That's right.
You know,
Luke was a doctor.
Yes.
Like,
come on.
Yeah. So it's like, I believe God placed professional people here for a reason.
Yes.
I'd still give him the glory no matter what.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, he gets the glory because ultimately it's him that's doing the work.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, I know that, you know, as a singer and writer and producer, you just do it all.
Ha, glory.
You just do it all.
I'm going.
It took a lot out of you, but you're still standing, and you're standing with the testimony of recovery.
Yes, ma'am.
And purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
And healing.
Yes.
So that's why you're here today, because beyond your music, you go and you sing other places, you minister other places. You have a mission work now.
Yes, I do. And I'm so grateful. God, first of all, my new single, Things Will Work Out, it was actually written during the pandemic.
Okay.
Joel Barnes from Maverick City, he co-wrote it with me.
Love
David
it.
Brown. And I bring that up to say this. Romans 8:28 say all things work together for the good of them. That's how Things Will Work Out came about. However, I was in the studio laying this music down, laying this song down, ministering to other people.
Right.
And God told me it was ready to be released about last year or so. And I couldn't put my hand on it. God was like, it can't be released until you're free.
Ooh.
And I'm like, normally, you know, my artwork, everything done, I could just upload it. I'm anxious to put out new music.
Right.
And I didn't understand God. I'm like, free? And it's like I went back in a dark place. I didn't understand what that meant, but I was being obedient.
Oh,
I was being obedient. And here come to find out, he allowed a friend of mine to plant some seeds and say, you know what? With this song, it's so powerful. Why don't you go back to the community where you come from and remind other people that things will work out, that you can identify with the things that helped you. And so that was in December, and God just started putting things together in my mind and creating this upcoming new adventure or mission work, the Recovery Gathering.
Oh my gosh.
And that's just a safe space for people, you know, from all walks of life, from addiction, trauma, mental illness. I'm going around to those, back to those communities, and reminding them, giving them hope, providing a free concert, that things will work out. The mission statement is to celebrate recovery through worship for purpose.
Ooh, come on. Let's play the song. Let's play the song.
Come on. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Romans 8:28 simply says, all things work together for the good of them that love God.
For you.
This is my nephew, Robert Hawkins. The name of the song is Things Will Work Out. My brother, this right here, this is going to help more than just your surrounding community.
Wow.
People need to understand that when you're going through things and it gets dark for you and you can't really see your way, if you just hang on.
Hang on.
I mean, it can only be, it can be 2 seconds to 2 days to 2 years, but you still have to hang on.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You know what? I was about to say, Pastor Randy, come on. I'm being prophetic.
Don't put that on. You okay?
Hang on in there. I lost my train of thought. You know, that's how real we keep
it.
I
just love it that you have this for your immediate community first, but I just see this blossoming because it's just so needed. So you're doing this free concert coming up in Grand Rapids tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
And with that, you're helping the community.
Absolutely. So what I did is I partnered with Community Recovery International, where they already have a Celebrate Recovery worship night. On Friday nights for people in recovery, things of that nature. So I partnered with them and asked, could I come and could they provide this platform for me the day of my release?
Yes.
Which is June 10th. Yes. Yay. If things will work out so we can just have this worship, this recovery gathering there already just to provide this message of hope. So it's going to be 6:45 p.m. And guess what? This is just the first stop. I got dates already in California, Florida, Chicago, actually Detroit as well.
Yes.
Amen. So, yeah, I believe, you know, I've learned this in recovery as far as self-care, you know, and self-care is huge because a person like yourself, me, we always helping everybody else. Yeah. And it's a good thing. But I lost myself within that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I don't have nothing to give, I'm just burnt out.
Yep.
So that's when I go into that depression or go back to the bottles, this and that. Yeah. And so with that being said, me giving back to the community now is a way of self-care because you feel good about yourself when you're helping other people. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I'm not biased. This is not just for, to me, everybody is some type of recovery.
Yeah.
Because mental illness, any type of trauma.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. There's a lot of people walking around wounded and they don't even realize it because I'm being strong. I'm a soldier. I'm this, I'm that. But in the end, you know, you'll crash and burn. I've been there. I hit a wall, you know, during the pandemic myself. And that's just being real. And if you do not, like you said, take care of yourself, it's no good to anybody.
Yeah, a friend told me that a long time ago. He said, if I'm always helping you and if I don't have nothing, then that means I don't have nothing to give you.
Mm-hmm.
So let me digress a little so I can build myself up so I can have something to give. So I use that principle or that analogy, if you will, throughout my life now.
Right.
I try to implement that.
I'm loving it. So what I want is for people to get a hold of the song. And also, how do they get a hold of you for more of these concerts and ministry?
Cash App me. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on now.
Y'all know I'm still crazy now. But no, they can actually, the Recovery Gathering has its own Facebook and Instagram page.
Good.
Just look it up, The Recovery Gathering. They can also follow me on any social media platform at IAMRHAWKINS. So I am R. Hawkins on all of them.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for always allowing me to come. Love you, Auntie.
I love you too. Thank you so much.